Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Every Thursday, I like to drop a little movement snack in for you to work on. And if you've listened to any of them in the past, they are always my point two, my half episodes. And they are meant to be quick for you to do something to help you move more throughout your day or your week. Now, if you are new here, you may listen and not realize that it's a movement snack. But what I like to focus on is that movement is not just exercise. It's something that we are doing every day in our life. And how can we find little ways to move our body more? And I have been reading a book called Breathe by James Nestor, which I highly recommend if you are interested in anything like anthropology or movement. It is so interesting. And it talks about how we breathe and how actually we are not, as of the industrial age, we have really changed our breathing patterns for the worse. I'm not going to go deep into that, as I am going to be sharing this in a masterclass in my membership portal. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely let me know, as I will be providing you many different exercises to help you with your breathing. And we'll be going more into detail about breathing and how it's changed. But today, what I want to focus on is just one thing that you can do in regards to breathing, and that's nose breathing. So they've determined that mouth breathing is not the best thing for us to be doing. So the more you can get into nose breathing, the better for your health. And nose breathing today, we're going to speak about how you can nose breathe to kind of create this sympathetic or parasympathetic response in your body. So the right nostril is one that is like speeding up. You think of, if you want to breathe through your right nostril, you're speeding everything up. So your blood pressure rises, your heart rate increases, cortisol levels go up, your body gets hotter, and this is actually really good if you are in need of doing something like making logical decisions or computing information, because this kind of activates that prefrontal cortex. The other side, the left nostril, is more your parasympathetic. It slows everything down. So thinking of it in the sense of, you know, when you're getting ready for bed at night, wanting to slow heart rate, drop your blood pressure, lowers the temperature of the body, and reduces anxiety. So what we are going to have you practice is just practice breathing through the right and left nostril. Now, he makes a recommendation in here about when you sit down to eat, you want to be more in a parasympathetic state. So we're thinking of slowing down during that time, relaxing, moving through the eating nice and slow, or at the end of the day when you're getting ready to go to sleep. That is when you're going to want to breathe through your left nostril. But right after you have eaten, then you're going to want to flip to the right nostril and use that to aid in digestion. So we're going to heat up the body and it's going to aid in digestion. And this is going to be really, really easy. And that's why this is a fun movement snack in regards to breath. So when you want to calm your body down, you are going to cover your right nostril with your thumb or an index finger and breathe through your left side. So remember, left nostril slows things down, right nostril speeds things up. So if you are wanting to, when you wake up in the morning and you're wanting to get moving and get going, start practicing breathing through the right nostril, keeping your mouth closed. And then when evening comes about, start breathing through the left nostril. Again, for those of you who deal with anxiety, this is also a great practice. Just start practicing breathing a little bit more through one side to create more of a response. Now, we are just touching on everything that he mentions, and I want to make sure that you know that if this is something you're interested in, I will be offering a masterclass in my membership, and you will have access to that along with all the videos that we have in regards to ways to take fuller, deeper breaths, which can help with if you have diastasis recti or split abs, if you deal with leaking when you jump, if you have asthma, anxiety, sleep apnea, snoring, ADHD, psoriasis, crooked teeth, chronic insomnia. You get the point. Breathing is very important. So if this is something you're interested in learning more about, reach out to me. You can join our membership. It is $25 a month. We'd love to have you there. We also provide you with weekly recipes. We also provide you with weekly workouts, or there's a whole library of workouts for you. There are posture assessments, because that's what I love to share more information about. And you get to join our community along with accountability. So if you are interested, you can go to our Form Fit Mom community on Facebook to learn more, or you can go to our website, formfitonline.com. And again, I will make sure everything is in the show notes for you. I hope you all have an amazing day, and make sure to practice breathing through your nose more.